Hey, Mercedes.
Hi, Kyle.
I'm sorry.
You should be sorry.
I'm sorry for what we just watched. Lincoln doesn't even know that we watched and are recording this.
He's going to be quite He's going to be I'm so sorry. I'm never part of the cool movies.
This is not a fucking cool movie. So, a listener and a guy I work with showed me this trailer for this movie.
Yep.
And I immediately called you.
Yes, you did.
I was like, Mercedes, we have to start doing movies that tell us how far in the water we are. We watched 47 Meters Down. It was amazing, right? It was good.
No, it wasn't.
It's better than 12 Feet Deep.
I will somewhat agree with you on that.
Somewhat. 47 Meters Down had a plot.
Yeah, but also had a stupid dream sequence at the end.
So did this.
It was kind of a weird diabetic coma thing.
Still, it was dumb.
Oh my gosh. And it wasn't the end.
Should have been. This movie should have ended so many times. So, do you think it was just an alternate title, or are they planning on more 12 Feet Deep anthologies?
I hope not. Because
it's called 12 Feet Deep, but the title screen says 12 Feet Deep Trapped Sisters. How original. Trapped Sisters. I say that. I forgot they were sisters like twice.
Really?
Yeah.
I never forgot.
I thought they were friends.
They fought like sisters.
They fought like little douchebags.
That sounds like sisters.
I don't know. I don't have any.
I have one.
So, Mercedes, just tell me the general, what is this movie about? Just give me a general plot because it's fucking hilarious.
So, two sisters meet up at a pool and somehow get trapped under the top. That's like an automatic thing under
the pool. Like the pool cover?
Yeah, like a pool cover, except it's made out of like a plastic thing.
That's the movie.
And that's the movie. And they're stuck in there over a holiday weekend.
No, they're stuck in there like 9 hours.
But they like push it on you like, hey, we're closing for the entire weekend.
Do you think they like couldn't get rights to a specific holiday?
Did you see the flyer? It didn't say anything. Close
for holiday weekend. And there it says like Memorial Day or...
It didn't say anything.
Is this not an American film, but they wanted it for an American audience?
It could be Canadian.
Well, no, because it's called 12 Feet Deep.
Oh, that's right. It would be metric system.
Yeah. It wasn't like 12 meters down. They were never even in the 12 foot deep part. They stayed in the shallow end.
They were fucking...
They'd go down there for that grate every once in a while.
Like twice. And then the entire movie, I kept telling them, just get the grate already, because that's the only way. They've tried everything else that I've...
Did they really try, though?
No, they didn't. They didn't try hitting it. They didn't try getting that little, what was that, little hook thing that connects for the floaties. The
ropes. Yeah, well, they tried. They were like,
There
nope,
was nothing
not
holding it on there. Nothing.
It's a hook.
You could just fucking unhook it.
It's a goddamn loose. We can see the slack. Just,
I've
put those across pools before. You can unhook those pretty easily.
That's why they tell you not to like lay on them.
Yeah,
on the little floaties, because they'll unhook
very easily.
They didn't try.
So they get stuck in there because crazy druggy sister.
Yeah.
Throws her sister's engagement ring in the pool
because of reasons.
Because she's jealous, I guess. But then when she gets out, she's like, "Oh, your ring's in the pool." So her sister goes in. She's like, "It's stuck in the grate." And she's like, "I'll come down and save you, sis." Oh, fuck. My hair is stuck in the grate now.
That doesn't happen. That's not a thing that happens.
If the drain had that much suction power, there'd be no water in that fucking pool. So many things in this, we'll say that's not how that works.
Nope.
Security cameras. It's not how they work.
Yep.
But Tobin Bell's in this.
Yeah.
He's like, creepy, normal Tobin Bell.
Yeah.
Who just has a cameo.
Kind of a douchebag, too. But that's how he is.
He does nothing. He goes, "We're closing, bitches."
Yeah.
"Oh, good. They're gone. I'll close the thing, even though I can see the bottom of this pool." And then he just leaves, and he never comes back. He's not the bad guy.
No, he's not.
There is a bad guy in this.
I wouldn't consider it a bad guy.
You're supposed to.
But it's a shit bad guy.
Everything is shit. Everything the is girls shit, are shit. Their backstories don't add to anything. There's no reason for this movie to exist.
Nope.
Nothing to solve.
It's so bad. Just.
It's a pool.
We never found out about the locket.
Never did find out about the locket.
I told you. There's something about it.
But we found out her sister's diabetic and she got her arm burned because her monster of a daddy's the monster. Burned. But she's like, "I tried to save him." And then in the end she's like, "Nah, fuck that. He tried to get up, but I held him down. I killed the monster." And Mercedes laughed hysterically.
kid holding down a grown-ass man.
Grown-ass man.
Like, burn, bitch, burn.
And she only gets slightly burned on her arm.
It just on one arm.
But it serves no purpose to the movie.
It doesn't.
They act like they're close sisters and they need each other, but her sister never knew that story.
Didn't know she was diabetic.
Didn't know she was engaged. Mm-hmm. And I know you were like, she's probably in rehab. She would still fucking know.
Yeah, she said she was diabetic 3 years now, right?
Yeah. And the other girl, I think we're supposed to believe she's like a recovering drug addict, even though
she
has a syringe in her glove compartment when she shows up.
Yeah.
She lies to her sister at the end. Flat out lies.
But she didn't have any cravings for it. No withdrawal symptoms, right?
She did try to kill herself after being in a pool for 8 hours.
That is true. But it's just, I don't know.
Suicide. They turned to suicide in this
after
at one
eight
point.
Hours.
They kept showing the clock.
Yeah.
They weren't in there long.
Nope.
Because what they pool close. She goes, you're up until 7. He goes, no, it's a holiday. So that tells me they close at like 5.
Yeah.
The end, they showed it was like 12:30. I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't suck.
They had all that time.
But you are not going to, I'm just going to kill myself after 7.5 hours in a pool.
Well, they tried to get out. And
God,
like,
hold
what?
A job, you fuckers. See how well you do there. Get a layover at the airport. They're murdering everybody.
After like 2 or 3 minutes, they were like, that son of a bitch locked us down here on purpose and immediately blamed that guy.
Why would he do that?
For no reason.
But then they never go back to it.
No. And then they just straight gave up. After like 10 minutes.
My thing is when they just start yelling at each other.
Yeah.
And then they state that it's been a whole hour. Like, you only an hour.
Yep.
Only an hour and you resorted to this. I hate you. This is your fault. I hope you die. I'm jealous of your boyfriend. I killed dad.
Oh my gosh. So much like
shit. I love
shit.
My heroin.
Fucking druggies. So much shit happened, and then like I would just turn to you and be like, what the fuck is going on? You're like, it's only been like an hour, Mercedes. And I'm like, for real? They've only been in this pool for an hour.
They kept showing the clock in the background. You could see how long they were there.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
They did listen to you though.
They did.
You started making notes of things they should try.
Yep.
And they kind of did.
They kind of did, but they fucking... So I said use the ring, the diamond ring, to try to puncture, and they didn't do that. Because fucking the bad guy took it.
Well, not yet.
Yeah. She's not a bad guy.
She's a bad guy.
But number two thing that I wrote down was pull the grate from the deep end of the pool and use it to beat the crap out of the thing.
Well, diabetic sister did try.
Yeah, but she's
but
diabetic.
Then she's like, I'm fucking dying. I'm weak. My blood sugar's low. Dying. And her sister's like, I'll go get it. It's too cold.
Yep. I'm gonna come do it.
She doesn't try until her sister's like dead almost. Like literally... She thinks she's dead. Then she's like, I should probably do something. But no, she's one of these. She's like, woe is me. I know you're dying, but it's all my fault. Look at me. No one will miss me.
You know what they were waiting on?
Punch that bitch in the throat.
They were waiting on the shorts, Kyle. That was the only reason why they couldn't pull the crate.
Where the fuck did the shorts come from?
No.
They have shorts. We thought they got naked at once. We're like, thank God, something.
Something's happening.
Get a nipple.
Yeah, something.
Maybe every movie that's in the water has the flappy vag. We don't know. There's just mystery shorts.
Just a pair of shorts.
That the only thing you could come up with was they were stuck and dislodged from the vent when she turned on the...
Yeah.
I highly doubt that.
That's the only thing I can think of. Because they looked real worn and like torn up.
But how would they get in there?
I don't know. Some dude lost his shorts and then just didn't care and got out of the pool naked.
I don't know where the shorts came from.
And I don't know.
Like, she comes to her sister and goes, I need to take these. Where's the sister wearing them as a hat? Where were they? She pulled them out of her ear like a magic trick.
I was freaking out. I was like, what is that? What is that?
And they were like, is she topless? Did she just take her clothes? No, she didn't take her clothes.
Because you thought that, like, they took their swimsuits off to block the jets, and I was like,
because
oh,
they
no
had
way.
Them before, like, right at that scene with the jet blocking.
And then I was like, oh, so maybe that's where the shorts came from.
So the jets were, like, drowning them, so they got closer to the jets.
I guess.
Instead of just hanging out in the middle of the pool where it's not really going to affect you any.
It's chlorine, and it's pool chlorine, so it's not going to
It wasn't
you.
Until then that they smelled chlorine. I'm like, you've been in a fucking goodness. Pool. It smells like chlorine.
Everything does.
Your eyes should be all bloodshot. And
true.
Purple lips, pruny fingers.
Not a single.
I didn't see any prunes. So yeah, crazy janitor bitch.
Yeah.
She comes by. She hears the phone ring. She's like, I'm going to rob them. And then they're in the water. She's like, yeah, give me your pin code.
To your phone.
To your phone. And they do. And then she's like, all right, so give it to me for your credit card.
Yep.
So they do. And then the funniest line, after she came back, she's like, you didn't tell me you only had $80.
Fucking broke-ass bitches.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
So this woman's just harassing them, and then they're like, we love you, let us out. She goes, no. And I'm like, all right. So they have this thing in the water, like a piece of plastic they found.
Yeah, I don't know where they got
so
that
So they
from.
Made a fucking shiv. Because there's a hole in the cover, and they're like, they Yoda her. They're like, we need to talk to you. Closer.
Come closer.
Closer. And then stab her in the ear. How is that supposed to be like, ah, you stabbed me in the ear. Fuck, I really should let you out now.
Nope.
No. Like, said Mercedes, loan me $20. And you're like, well, I don't know. And I'm like, oh, fuck you. And I stab you. Are you going to be like, oh, shit, all right, here's $20.
No,
you're going to be like, fuck you, you son of a bitch. I was going to. Hope you die.
And drop kick you in the throat.
And just lock me in the pool.
Yeah.
That's what you would do. I have a pool.
Yeah, I'd lock you in there.
They don't know where we are. Just fucking say I have a pool, you son of a bitch.
The biggest pool I've ever seen.
Such a big, it's a bigly pool. So big. My pool's the biggest. So yeah, then the suicide. Then the crazy bitch just leaves. She goes, yeah, code don't work, can't get in. So she just leaves, but she doesn't. And then the other sister's like, well, I guess I can get that grate. And she does, and easily breaks a hole in the cover. Small hole, and jagged fiberglass.
And
just decides to rip her arm up through it.
I don't understand. She's the dumbest person.
She's an idiot.
She's fucking dumb.
I just, why?
And then, like, janitor lady's like, oh, well, the code doesn't work, so peace. And just, like, leaves. Like, she doesn't try to help them in any way.
Doesn't call 9, because she doesn't want to go to jail, Mercedes. She was in lockup. She was
but
in
she
lockup
didn't
for,
want
like,
them to die.
For, like, 9 months. Oh, and gosh. She didn't want to go back, because it almost killed her.
She did hard time.
She did hard time. Don't know what for. It's just apparently all people who go to prison are fucking crazy and they'll murder you for a diamond ring.
I guess. And
which they act like was the end of the world. They didn't want to give her. I'm like, it's just a fucking ring.
You can just buy another one.
It's fine. Just give her the ring. You got it back anyway.
When
she had
so
to change her heart.
Nothing but dumbass bitches. The worst bad guy ever. She wasn't even a bad guy.
No.
She was just someone that like lost
was
her
desperate.
Fucking job.
She was down on hard times and desperate.
And she fucking needed money.
Like, there's a scene where she turns on the jets, and they're like, you're killing us. And she can see she panics
and
goes to turn them off. Like, she doesn't want to kill the girls.
No.
She just wants to survive and pay her rent. She makes it clear. No, until the end where she goes to shoot them.
Yeah.
And then she just cries and gives them the ring. And then lets them call the police. And the girl calls the police. And then she just looks at her attempted murder and goes, just go.
Just get out of here.
Just get out of here. Now, fuck that bitch. She's going to jail.
Who would do that?
You robbed me, pulled a gun on me. I'm not going to be like, we'll never talk about this again. You just go. You just go right now. My sister might be dead, and it's your fault.
Yeah.
But just go, man. Just go. No. No, no, no. And the shitty paramedic job that they did on her arm. I always love that in movies. It's like when the hospital wraps people up, and it's just a bandage with blood soaked through.
Yeah.
They would give you stitches or something. That's what
they would. Especially right there on the arm right there.
Yeah, and I guess it's just bad effects. Like, you saw, like, muscle. She took, like, chunks out.
Oh, my gosh. And then, like, when she got out of the water, she wasn't bleeding at all. Like, just a little bit on her arm.
What if this was a prequel to Saw?
Oh, no.
It was Tobin Bell. That was an elaborate trap.
No, but he
that
got...
made them learn something about themselves that they wanted to live.
No.
Holy shit.
No.
Kyle. Holy shit. 12 no. feet deep is Saw. It's Saw.
No, it's not.
It kind of is.
No.
Do you think that's why they hired Tobin Bell? And they're like, we're a lot like Saul.
No.
We're going to trap him in a pool and they have to show their desire to live.
No.
Or they will die.
I think they were like, we're going to make this shitty fucking movie, but how can we make people see it? Oh, yeah. We'll
Tobin
get him.
Bell. How did they get him?
I don't know. Email?
Just email. Like, you just got to show up for a day. We'll buy a case of beer. And he's like, okay. He's just always creepy. I want to see him in like a comedy.
I don't think it...
He sounded just like Jigsaw. The way he talked,
mm-hmm.
I think he's fucking Jigsaw.
That's just his normal voice.
I think I saw Costas Mandalore in the background. Was he an extra?
What?
Yep, the guy from Saw. Is Carrie always there?
No. No. That was his
Did
kid.
Did you see the little tricycle, though?
His little douchebag kid. No, I didn't.
Nah, I made that up. But it could have been Danny Glover. Was Danny Glover there?
This is not Saw, Kyle. Give it up.
It's kind of Saw.
No, it's not.
Not yet. You wait. When Jigsaw comes out and we find out it starts in a fucking pool... You owe me $2,000.
$2,000. I'll take that bet.
If the Jigsaw movie starts with Tobin Bell leaving his shift at a pool.
I'll take that bet.
If I'm wrong, you get nothing.
Aw.
I don't have $2,000.
Neither do I.
You're probably going to win.
I will.
I will give you a 47 meters down poster. No. The second one. Because you love it.
No. No, I don't. It's the worst movie. Why do you always invite me over for shit movies?
In all fairness, all I said was, I told you about it. And you said, let me know when you want to watch it.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I saw the trailer and I was like, oh my God.
We knew it would be boring. I wouldn't say it's necessarily boring.
It's just filled with dumb shit.
It's just pointless.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Because it's short enough and the scenes don't go long enough. Yeah. I'm not saying it's fucking exciting. They're treading water in a pool for 90 mm-hmm. minutes. Or no, they're leaning against the side in the shallow end.
Pretty much. They weren't even in the deep end at all.
No, just every time they had to slowly swim down to get that grade. They couldn't. That one girl could barely make it down to the bottom 12 foot before she ran out of breath.
Yep.
I am not the most physically fit person. I can make it to the bottom of a fucking pool holding my breath.
It's only 12 feet. That's it.
It's 12 feet. That's it. Not far at all. It's a little bit less than 47 meters.
It's like two of you tall.
Yeah, roughly. It's like one and a half of you tall.
Yeah.
Because you're massive.
I'm not massive.
You're taller than me. You're like 6'5".
No, I'm not.
6'4".
People are going to think I'm huge, Kyle.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You're a monster. I'm going to kill the monster.
They already think I'm sturdy. That's bad enough.
No, it's just Lincoln thinks you're sturdy because he doesn't understand.
Did he tell you that he asked me to help him move a couch the other day?
Did you tell him to fuck off?
No.
You should.
No, he's like, this isn't a sturdy joke. And I was like, oh God, here we go.
You know what? I would just said, fuck you. Move your own couch.
But yeah, he asked me to move the couch and I was like, sure.
Shouldn't have done it. My broken ass moved my couch without your help. He can do it.
That's true. Yeah. He said he didn't want to help you or didn't want to ask you for help because you're broken.
I would have told him no.
I
would absolutely told him no.
I put my pride on the line.
Yeah, I'm not helping you. I don't want to be seen in your house.
And you're just like, nah, fuck you.
Touching your fucking, it's probably just, if you tip it a little, it's probably just going to pour out like used condoms and semen. It's probably just terrible. It's just full of Cheeto dust and dry gum. I'm not touching that couch.
Sounds like a fucking Lincoln couch for sure.
It's totally Lincoln couch. It's all squishy. And he's like, it's a water couch. I'm like, those don't exist. What is this? Just full, just urine everywhere.
On a couch, you would totally say that.
Just urine and tofu. That's all it is.
That is a real thing, Lincoln.
He's
would
like,
say.
It's not semen. That's soy milk. And I'm like, that's fucking semen. Same thing. It's goddamn same thing.
Soy milk and tofu. Yeah.
So, where were we? Were we talking about this movie?
No. We were talking about how shit this movie was.
Should we talk about the security cameras?
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Crazy bitch lady, when she's stealing their wallets, looks up, sees a security camera. So she goes in the security room to turn them off.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know you could turn off security cameras by just turning the monitors off? Did you know that? That works that way.
I asked you. I was like, is that how that works?
That is not how that works. I'll tell you, I take care of the security cameras. I'm at, and no, I don't have the monitors on all the time.
She just turns off all the little TVs.
And it stops the recording. That's, no.
And then the little red dot.
That'd be off. Like if you had a VCR back in the day. You remember those? You see them on TV? I'd be like if you turned off the TV, like it would stop recording.
No.
No, it's still recording the channel you told it to record. Or if I were to turn the monitor off on this computer right now, that this would just stop.
No.
No, I mean it would. It's a laptop. But let's pretend it's a desktop. We're in pretending today. Okay. Here in my mansion. I'm in Nick Cage.
With a huge pool.
Nick Cage. Yeah, huge fucking pool. I mean, one of them's huge. The other one's kind of small. But it's more like one of those... Like lagoon style pools.
Oh, yeah.
No, a jacuzzi's not a pool.
I said, well, like a jacuzzi pool.
Yeah, no, I've got that, but it's not a pool. It's just the jacuzzi. It's where all the hot babes are hanging out.
Oh, I see.
They're over there right now with some champagne.
Topless.
I'd let you join them, but I specified they were hot babes.
Oh, fuck you, Kyle. You're a dick.
Anyway.
No. Well, yeah.
Well, it depends on how you word it. I could be saying, like, you're just like a mediocre babe.
Mediocre.
If they weren't around and, like, a genie came, he's like, you have 3 hours to live, and I'll be like, fuck, I guess.
I guess
I'll look at her boobs.
No, you'd use your one wish to make me into a non-babe.
Yeah, could you make her a hot babe first?
Fuck you, Kyle.
No, that's what we're establishing. That's not going to happen. I'm sorry, Mercedes.
Gosh.
Not on air, anyway. That's a totally different podcast.
The triple X-rated podcast.
It'd be a lot shorter.
Without
Lincoln. No, I was making fun of me. I'm not going to fuck Lincoln either. Why would I want to do that? He'll just sweat on me.
That's probably true.
He'll just sweat and whine and groan.
Poor Lincoln. Just wants love.
Not for me.
Okay. I forget where we were now.
These, you know, speaking of Lincoln, it'd be like if Lincoln was in the pool with us.
He would die. He'd be the first one. He would give up. You would have drowned him.
Probably you would have helped if he goes, if he's like, we're stuck down here for several hours together. You're just pushing him under.
Just be like, oh.
You're just going to end it and then we're going to eat him.
I'm just going to like gently just like put my arm on my shoulder and be like, Lincoln, I'm going to make this better for everyone. Just go with me and I'll just hold him down.
Yeah, I can see that. No, we spent the majority of this movie just saying all the ways you could get out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like if we were trapped in that pool, we would not need the grate to bury. It's just fiberglass.
Yeah.
It takes some force. We'd probably hurt ourselves.
It wasn't very thick.
We're getting out of that fucking pool.
Mm-hmm. Within 10, 15 minutes.
Like they bang, or they don't, they just push up on it. You can see it has so much give. They have to be careful.
Yeah.
We're getting out of that pool. If it meant like getting on one, like the other one getting down and lifting them up, so you just have force to.
Yeah.
Or it's only 5.5 feet deep, so you could do a handstand and still have like the other 3 feet of you above the water to like kick it out.
That's true.
Because you're 8.5 feet tall. Oh, I know you're bad at math.
I hate you.
You're bad at numbers.
And something else that you pointed out was a little hole that was there at the top. They didn't try to like grab it and pull it.
They never tried to pull it back. And I'm pretty sure that hole would be there as a manual if like it didn't close all the way.
Yeah.
Or open all the way. You could just pull it.
Yeah. That's what
it's
that
a handhold.
They didn't try that at all.
Because I know there are automatic pool covers like that, but I can't imagine they latch or lock on the close side.
I don't think they do.
Even if they did, you'd think there would be a manual release from the inside. In case this ever happened.
Yeah.
The code didn't work. There should be an override as much as a key override. Or why do you need to punch in a code to open the pool?
There should be like a latch or something. Like
There's going to be an override switch. Yeah. There is on fucking everything like that. There's always a secondary in case the power were to go out.
That's true.
Something. There's something you can do. You can manually pull those. You see when it's closing all the handles.
I don't know.
It just... You asked me to suspend my disbelief a bit too much for this.
Yeah, I agree. Especially like...
How
when she's,
quick?
When the bad chick, the janitor lady, is laying on it. I mean, you could see that it's not very sturdy.
We were impressed that when they were showing the lady on top...
Yeah.
That they actually did have the actresses in the pool still, because you could see them moving through the hole. I mean, there was no reason for them to be in there for that scene, but it was kind of interesting that... I would imagine the back and forth they shot at the same time.
Probably.
This is probably a very small crew, not many days. But they kept stressing these girls were trapped for days in the water, and it was a few hours.
Yeah. And the space between the top of the water and then the top of the automatic like little thing that comes over... It was like 2 feet of space. Like they had almost their like whole head was out of the water and everything. So I don't think they were like
struggling.
Lay
out the ropes. You kept saying like go to the steps or ladder.
Yeah, just find a way.
Because when they start getting, because she turns off the heater.
Yeah, which that would suck.
They were good at like every time we'd be like, why? Well, this doesn't make sense. Why don't they do this? Well, then they do.
Yeah.
So they do try to like hit the common sense stuff. Of why are they so cold? The heaters are on. Well, the bitch turned the heater off.
Yeah.
I don't know her name. We just call her the bitch because that's all they call hers. Bitch. Yeah. The one crazy girl. But after she stabbed her in her ear, went kind of crazy.
She
you
did.
See the look on her face?
She was fucking
like,
over it.
Got her.
Got her. No, we can leave.
But then at the end of the movie, she's just still a fucking lying ass. I put lying ass fucking druggy sister.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because she goes, what happened? How'd you get my ring back? She goes, I killed the monster. And they're like, we're even now. She didn't kill that chick. She let her go. You just lied to your fucking sister. After all of this, and we know you still have a fucking syringe in your goddamn glove compartment.
She probably, yeah.
You were not a good human being. Your other sister, maybe not either, because she's keeping shit from you.
Yeah, but it was like shit.
All she gives a fuck about is a ring.
Pretty much.
But she's dying. She needs medicine. She needs this and that. And the other girl, her sister doesn't care. Oh, the person can get it for you? Stabbed her in the ear.
Fucking selfish. Dumb bitch. That's what I put down right there.
She was a dumb bitch. I don't know why she was likable.
Why did she have to be the hero?
Bree, I think, was the diabetic girl.
Yeah.
She was the only person in this movie that was somewhat likable.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't treat people like crap. Tobin Bell treated people like crap.
Yeah.
He tells them, like, hey, we're closing early. You need to get out of the pool. And they're like... Fuck you. Maybe you need to kiss my ass. I'm like, what? Dude is just doing his fucking job.
Yeah. Well, he did make the reading comment. Like, young people need to learn how to read or some shit.
Well, maybe that's because she had just gotten to the pool at the last minute.
Probably.
Or that she didn't know it was a fucking holiday.
It was a bullshit holiday, whatever holiday
what
it was.
Holiday? Why couldn't they pick a fucking holiday?
I don't know. They were in
It'd be like if in Jaws, like, we can't close the beaches. It's a holiday.
It's a holiday.
What is it? What holiday? Is it Columbus Day? It Labor. Matters.
Labor Day is a holiday.
Valentine's Day is a holiday. Can close the pool for that?
You can't close the pool for Valentine's Day.
Well, who knows if they did or not? We don't know when this was.
That's true. Well, the lady did say something about desert, so it could be Christmas holiday.
What does desert have to do with Christmas holiday?
Well, it's not really cold or anything outside, so...
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah, you see the outside.
Well, it doesn't mean it's not cold.
Oh my gosh, Kyle. There's just no snow.
Well, that doesn't mean it's not cold.
Oh my gosh, I hate
you. It's cold here all the time. We don't always have snow. You're saying it can't be cold without snow? Are you Lincolning me right now?
No. I'm just saying He's going to be so mad at how much we shit on him.
It could be. It could be a fall holiday.
If it's in, like, California.
Could it be 4th of July holiday?
They would have heard fireworks. It was midnight.
Well, no, because it was a holiday. They were only in there for, like, an hour. Maybe it wasn't the 4th yet, was it?
An hour.
When was it? It's hard to say because, yeah, they said desert. So,
yeah.
Are they just putting this in there so it's, like, the movie's timeless?
Probably. Like, it doesn't matter what holiday. It could be any holiday.
It's fucking stupid.
It's stupid. This movie sucks.
I hated this movie.
It was so bad.
Now, I know you're probably saying, what did you expect? Because you wouldn't watch a trailer now because you all fucking do that to see what we're talking about. I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
That you give a fuck to do that. I mean, I know we love to do our research before a review. So I'm sure you do too. No, we knew it would suck. We knew it would probably be boring.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't expect them to get trapped so early.
We didn't think it'd be so convoluted.
And
it's just MacGuffin City. You burned your dad alive. Why do we care? Why are we hearing this?
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, why are you jealous that she's engaged? Do I care? No? Okay. Does it matter that you're sisters? I'm just too bitchy. You could be two strangers.
That's true.
I don't give a fuck. That would make more sense while you're telling each other all these stories. When you grew up together. And you're like the same age.
Yeah.
And they're broke as shit because she only had $80 in her account.
Broke ass bitch.
Going to the YMCA by fucking ran by Tobin Bell. Or they said what the name of the pool was. I wonder if that's the actual name of the place.
Probably.
So I'm going to say it's either a guy that worked there or owned the pool. And that's why they filmed it. It's like, wouldn't it be great if we trapped two hot babes in there? Like, and did what?
But they don't get naked at all.
I don't know what they do. They joke about sharks being in there.
Oh my gosh. If we were both
that was the hour mark when she goes, what do you think is the quickest way to die? What is she starving to death? I'm like, who would ever put that in quickest ways to die?
I don't know.
Starving to death, drowning, or the only thing they're missing is sharks. Then she goes, it's only been an hour. Someone will come. I'm like, hey,
it's only been an
hour. You were going to this, like, how do I want to die? It's been an hour. I'm not saying that would be a fun or comfortable hour.
No.
I think it would suck. You would panic.
Yeah, I'd probably panic a little bit.
But I think they panic backwards.
Yeah.
People's initial panic would be doing everything they could to get out before they gave up.
Yeah.
These girls gave up, and they at the end go, we should probably get out. They tried the grate, and they're like, it's loose. It's loose. I can't get it the rest of the way.
I'm just not strong enough.
And they kept showing the screw wobbling, and we're like, there's a ring. Use the ring for screw like you do a quarter, because I do it all the time. No, they just fucking, I'm impressed by the brute force. You were not.
No, I wasn't.
It's because of the way they edited the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the one girl is floating. She is not putting any leverage on the floor of the pool.
Yeah.
And she is just yanking this grate up. You literally have no leverage to do that.
No.
I know it's because they were cut back and forth, but you can't do what you're doing.
No.
The other girl are like, planted her feet. And yes.
That'd work.
That would work. But the floating girl, no. I know it's the same shot.
Even with the shorts, she tried it with the shorts floating.
Where did the shorts come from?
I don't know.
Are they Tobin Bell shorts?
Probably.
Does he not have underwear? Why did Crazy Lady keep changing clothes?
I don't know. She just kept...
She changed clothes a lot.
She was wearing like the full janitor uniform, and then she unzipped the top and then tied it around her waist. And then she just left and came back as something completely
different.
But
she supposedly didn't. Yeah, and then at the end she leaves. She's like, on the way to the car, I thought about you, girls. I'm like, you left half an hour ago. I was supposed to believe she was able to get the grate and break out and get out in a matter of, like, 2 minutes?
Yeah.
And you've been in here for 8 hours?
And the janitor lady just keeps bitching about she doesn't have any money, but she didn't sell that fucking locket around her neck. And
the gun?
And she came in with a brand new gun.
Brand new. This thing's shiny as fuck.
It was.
This is not some old gun. This is a brand new fucking gun.
That's all she could afford. Joke's on us. There are no bullets in there at all.
just sell the gun. Do you think that maybe the actress is just that bad and the locket was something to do with her hands?
Could be.
Because she didn't know how to naturally, like, she played with the locket every time she was on screen. All the time. And the locket was nothing.
Like, it, yeah. She played with the locket so much that we thought that it was important. And it.
We thought, like, oh, she's going to have a dead sister, too. Yeah. And she's going to understand, and blah, 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 blah. Nothing. Maybe she's got a kid at home. Blah, blah, blah.
You were agreeing with her on the whole marriage thing, though.
Really, yeah, because the girl, she's like, give me your engagement ring. She's like, I don't want it. And she's like, trust me, in the long run, this is better. Yes, she's on to something there. So all that girl cared about was her fucking ring. Not her fiance. She wasn't like worried she'd never see him again. She's like, my ring. My ring. I can't show off my ring.
Maybe she was secretly going to sell it. Maybe since she only had $80.
Maybe she's going to give it to her sister so she could buy more smack.
Probably.
Black tar heroin. It just me, or did you think the reveal of the burn was going to be her sister was cooking meth?
No, I didn't think that.
And killed her family and burned her sister.
No, I didn't.
They were children. So? You tell me children can't cook meth?
I guess they can. I don't know.
Kids can do the darndest things. Probably not very efficiently. If Bill Cosby taught me anything. Bill Cosby's taught me two things in life.
Don't do it, Kyle. Don't do it.
Kids can say and do the darndest things.
Mm-hmm. No? Okay. That's it?
No? Why do you think Bill Cosby's listening right now? He's like, don't talk about me. That's my bad Cosby impersonation. He's just sitting there with fucking pudding pops and on his pound of sweaters. Now, he's not fucking listening. Fuck Bill Cosby. I bet that if that motherfucker's got a pool, stay out, lady. Stay out of that pool. You go to Tobin Bell's pool.
Or your pool. Because
there's already a fucking hole. Or my pool. You can come over here. I'm not going to come and lock in. If I did, I wouldn't be a dickhole. I'd let you out. I would probably know the people I kept yelling at to get out. I would know if they actually walked past me and out the door or not.
He was standing right there by
the
door.
He was standing at the door.
Watched everyone leave.
I think I would know if they left.
Yep. Especially some dumbass bitch that was like...
Whoop. Or if I was looking out a window as I closed it, I think I would see them.
You would think, Kyle.
In the middle of the pool. Because it proved... Yes, because the drain is on the 12-foot side.
Uh-huh.
Which was on the farthest side from where they were always staying.
Yes.
He should have seen them.
He should have.
We could see the bottom. They weren't there.
Nope.
They're fucking shapeshifters. Getting their fucking hair stuck in a goddamn drain.
That doesn't happen.
Which kept them underwater for like 4 minutes. But then later she didn't have the air to swim all the way down.
Yeah, she couldn't do it. She's too
bad. I don't know. Maybe Bree's not a good sister. She was calm as fuck as her sister. Other sister. Logan.
I don't know her name.
It's a weird name. They commented like, oh, you girls with your fancy names. You're modern kids.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I don't remember what it was. Anyway. She was calm as fuck as her sister was slowly drowning because her hair was stuck in the drain.
She was.
She's just like,
She's too worried about her ring. She didn't care.
Underwater when they were supposedly like fighting for air. So that was never really a threat either.
No, because it was just a fucking pool. Like you just go to the shallow end.
And that's where they hung out. Yeah. And not 12 feet. They hung out. This movie should be called 5.5 feet deep. Because they stood right by the thing that showed you. At least don't have them sit by the marker on the side that says it's 5.5 feet deep. So maybe be like, maybe they're in the deep end. I don't know why they would be. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Maybe they are.
You know what they should have done is at the swimming pool at my high school that separated the shallow end from the deep end with a wall. They should have just put a wall there.
A
mm-hmm.
wall?
You could swim under it if you were small enough.
A wall.
But there was a fucking wall in the center.
Why is there a wall?
Because there was the diving section, the deep section.
But do you need a wall?
I guess. I don't know.
I would hate that.
That'd make sense for this movie. They'd be forced to stay in the deep end.
No, they'd just swim under the wall.
Yeah, but we'll make the... Well, there's no under. It's just a wall.
Well, that's... So it's two pools.
It's two pools.
Even then, the cover's high enough, they could have just climbed over it.
That's true.
The wall would have made this less plausible, because now you have something you can get on for leverage.
Yeah, that's true. They could just lay on it.
Yeah, and just like push.
Mm-hmm.
Just get out. When I had to make a note, where's my note? I don't even know. Fuck these people, just get out of the damn pool.
Yeah.
That was right before the pool shiv.
The pool shiv.
Can't get over the pool shiv.
That was ridiculous.
And then she tried to slit her own throat with it. 8 hours.
8 hours in. Contemplating
8 hours,
suicide.
You're like, can't do it anymore. Gotta kill myself. She's like, what? This is after the dream sequence. yeah, which Bree apparently doesn't care about her sister because her sister was not rescued in the dream sequence.
Nope.
Her sister was drowning.
And she, like, wasn't it David that asked about her sister? And she didn't say anything.
She didn't say anything. She just kept picturing her sister, like, drowning to death.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Selfish bitches.
They're the worst sisters ever.
God, at least she didn't, like, just come out and say it. I hate these people. I hate
them. No
wonder
they almost died.
I love Tobin Bell in this.
Yeah, he was cool.
Because he got out early.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was somewhat of a swerve for us, as we assumed he was going to be the bad guy trapping him in the pool.
Yeah, me too.
Because that's what Jigsaw does.
Sure.
And he's fucking Jigsaw.
He's not Jigsaw.
He's goddamn Saul.
No, it's
and I'm not,
not
going to let you tell me any differently.
It's not Kyle.
When you watch this movie again.
I'm not watching this movie again.
When you watch this movie again.
I'm not going to.
You know who should watch this movie, though?
Who?
Voltron.
Voltron?
JC would love this movie. Probably. JC, I know you're listening. 12 Feet Deep. Check it out. It's so good. Your sisters will they'll love you for it.
No, they won't.
They will love me for it. They'll call me and say, oh my God, thank you for telling her to have us watch this movie.
I can't wait that for those text messages.
That you will have made them watch like six fucking times because this is what you do because you're crazy.
They're going to hate you, Kyle. They're going to hate you
They
so
already
much.
Hate me. I mean, really.
But you keep getting lower and lower.
I just want to see how far I can go before they just give up.
What, on
I'm just
you?
Breaking them down mentally is what I'm doing. That's not true. Give up on me. Just give up on hope. Just hope for life.
They're going to kill you if they ever turn into murderers.
They're going to kill me anyway. Even if they liked me, they're killing us first.
Because
I know they easily could. Because you'd be like, oh, that's funny. You're coming at me with a knife. Ow, why'd you, oh, God, why'd you stab me?
That's true.
They'd get like two in before we'd realize like, oh, shit, this is on purpose.
This is real right now.
Yeah, we're all fucked. You, maybe not.
They'd probably have mercy on me.
I don't know, though. See, I think you, maybe not. If they're smart, they'd kill you first.
Yeah.
Because you would be the one, like, if they were stabbing Link, I'd be like, oh, shit, and I'd run. You'd be like, fuck you, and you would go at him.
I would. I'd be the hero out of all of us.
See, Link and I wouldn't be. We're running scared. We're hiding in closets. You're the threat.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Lincoln thinks he can beat me up, too. Were you in on that conversation?
Well, that's every conversation he ever has with you.
Every time he can't win, he's just like, Mercedes, meet me outside. And I'm like, if you want that.
You should.
I keep having dreams.
You should go meet him outside tonight when it gets off work.
I keep having dreams
and just punch him in the stomach.
You guys get the WWE ring set up at his work again, and I
don't think that was a WWE ring.
Or whatever ring.
It was
a
ring.
Wrestling ring.
I mean, he doesn't work at that. And he's not like me.
And
I have one out here. Vince McMahon comes out all the time. We have Mai Tais.
That's right. I forgot.
Yeah. You were there, remember?
Yeah, that was there. God. I was just sitting in the corner with all the mediocre babes.
Yeah, you were in the mediocre babe section.
All it has is a single chair.
You get a Corona and a chair. That's it.
it's got fucking it's roped off from everything else.
It's got the flickering light bulb because I just don't want to put new ones in.
You have the worst house ever, Kyle.
No, it's a great house. It's a great house. Just you're not good enough for it.
That's true. I'm always
you are today, though.
In the one section.
Because you're the only person I know that is stupid enough to watch this movie with me.
This is the dumbest movie ever. And
I can't. It's worse than 47 meters down.
So what do you think the next one's going to be? Like six feet deep?
No, I think it's still 12 feet deep. I think they're all 12 feet deep. We were rattling them off. Like,
is there going to be like a kiddie pool one?
Oh my God, that'd be great. 12 feet deep. Toddler birthday party.
That would be so bad.
What did I say? 12 feet deep paraplegic dog.
Yes.
12 feet deep police scuba training. 12 feet deep junior high swim meet.
All the cops have guns on them and don't ever think to shoot it.
Just, I'm like, I don't know. The hole's still there, but they still don't know how to get out. Jesus Christ. Just get out. Just get out of the hole. That lady still got caught, right?
I hope so. She had their cards, right?
She had their cards.
Mm-hmm.
She was on camera at the ATM using her card.
Yes, she was.
Because that's a fucking thing. She's still on their security cameras because they don't turn off. Her blood is around the jagged hole. Well, I guess not because they broke through it. They would have knocked her blood into the water.
No, it was still there, I think.
She's getting caught.
She has to.
She's going to jail.
And the cameras
Or
really
maybe, like, the
off.
One girl's like, just go. And the other sister, she's like, I'm alive. She's like, fuck if you're letting her go. It's crazy, bitch. Said she's the janitor. I mean, it doesn't narrow it. She's one of two people that works here.
Yeah.
Trapped us in here to die. And she came back with a gun because mm-hmm. she didn't think we would die. What about she's like, I thought you guys would get out. Of course they would.
But, like, why did she come back?
How would you have felt if the movie ended with her actually opening it and walking out?
I don't know.
That would have been even worse.
I probably would have been really upset.
I would have laughed.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Or if Tobin Bell come back in the opening and goes, maybe next time you'll get out when I tell you it's a holiday weekend. Boom. Then he has like his cool music and freeze frame.
No, that'd be worse too. I don't know.
What if he opened it? Or he didn't open it and they thought it was her and she came back and they're like, oh, you're back. And he just leaned into the hole and he's like, would you like to play a game?
No. This isn't Saw, Kyle.
It's fucking Saw.
No, it's not. You Saw. Can't force Saw. It's not Saw.
Every Saw movie after one is forced Saw.
No, it's not.
Have you seen them all?
Yeah.
They have forced Saw.
No.
But you said you've seen them.
Yeah.
You saw the seventh one.
No, I haven't seen the seventh one.
They force Saw. Just wait. We're watching Jigsaw when it comes out.
Oh, dude, that's going to be so good.
No, it's not. But we're going to watch it. Awesome. No, it's not. It's
yes,
not.
No. It is, Kyle. It's no, it's not. Be
Mercedes, no. He's still dead. I thought it was a prequel. No, it's like 10 years after 7 took place. Motherfucker's still dead. Tobin Bell is making so much money by playing a dead person
mm-hmm.
that owns a pool.
He doesn't own a pool.
He owns a pool.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
This isn't Saw.
It's fucking Saw. How else do you explain it? Explain this movie to me.
This movie?
Explain to me why Amanda was one of the people in the pool.
Amanda, oh my God.
Explain it. Explain it to me right now.
No. They just, I don't know. This is a shit movie, Kyle.
Explain to me why they kept cutting back to the detectives, but they were always one step behind.
No, they didn't. There were no detectives in this movie.
No?
No, there weren't even cops in this movie. There were paramedics.
I don't even think we saw the paramedics, did we?
Yeah. They had her up on a stretcher.
Oh, yeah, just sitting there.
Yep.
She almost died. I mean, take her to the hospital. You don't leave her there until she gains consciousness.
And the other sister just had, like, shitty gauze taped.
Just shitty gauze. It is the saddest.
I think that actress did it herself. Like, it
no, you would so do shitty. A better job. You would do a better job wrapping your own arm. We've all had to bandage our own arm or something.
Yeah.
You would do a better job. You know to do it tight.
Yeah.
This is loose.
It was
this gross. Is shitty mummy. This is like the Yeti. The Yeti. I hated the girl. I wish she would have bled out and died.
Me too. I was hoping she would be the
her
one
blood's probably already thin from all the drugs.
It's true.
I just want her dead.
Yep.
She's learning nothing.
Right before she's about to slit her throat, I was like, just kill yourself.
Just do it.
Just kill yourself.
Just do it. Then the other girl can eat you and maybe survive.
Yeah. And
she can use your body like a dead whale. Like a dead whale.
Is this a Shallows?
This is the Shallows. Shallows was a better movie. And it wasn't good.
Had a shark in it, right?
Why? You know, have we watched some good movie with water in it?
Have we?
Thank you for the podcast. Let's see. We have Lady in the Water.
Oh, no.
Airbender had water bending.
Oh, no.
47 meters down. Shark Exorcist.
Oh, no.
This pile of shit. No.
You just need a good water movie.
We need a good water movie. Make a good water. Somebody make a good water movie.
I honestly can't think of a single good one that's in
the water. You motherfucker. Jaws.
Well,
Jaws is a good water movie.
It is.
I mean, that we've done for the... You actually know more episodes we've done for the podcast than we do. Well, I guess it had water in it.
Yeah, sewer water.
It's still water. I'm stretching here. I'm really stretching for...
Yeah, but from the podcast...
I mean, I could say, like, somebody drank a glass of water in one.
You guys really didn't like it too much, I don't think.
It? No, you didn't. Yeah, we did. Listen to the fucking episode.
I did listen to it.
Yeah, we gave it good scores.
Yeah, but it didn't sound like you wanted to.
What? Do you think somebody forced our hand?
No.
Yeah, all of our massive sponsorships really sway us on what we vote on a movie.
No.
We get a lot of pressure from the studios, you know?
Say
we get like our good cease and desist if we don't give them good reviews, you know, because they don't want the five people that might listen to us to like get swayed. The Valerian was actually a good movie. We're the two people in the world that thought that.
You are.
I looked on Letterboxd, by the way. One person favorited this movie.
This movie?
This movie.
It had to have been one of the actresses, right?
I don't know.
We favorited
Gibby.
That's right.
I can't wait for Gibby Cheers.
It's going to be... I'm just not going to say it. I'm just not going to say it.
You're going to say it was going to be good.
No.
You didn't watch Gibby 1.
No.
It's right there. You want to borrow?
No,
we'll watch
I don't.
It right, we'll fucking watch it right now.
I see the cover and no, I don't.
I can watch Gibby all goddamn day long. If I ever have a kid, Gibby. Naming it.
You're naming your child Gibby.
Gibby Crow.
After a monkey.
The monkey?
A monkey.
Yeah. I'd have to probably call it like Gibby Monkey. That'd have to be its middle name.
Oh, no.
Gibby Capuchin. Capuchin Gibby. Because if not, they'll think it's from that fucking iCarly or whatever. Stupid shit.
No.
When the fat kid's named Gibby.
I don't know. I don't watch iCarly.
Well, I don't either.
You know
that's why I'm asking questions. Because when I had to Google search Gibby...
It was iCarly that came
yes. I think it's iCarly. It's one of those shitty shows or, you know, the dog that Dog with a Blog or something.
Sure.
It's a real show.
Are you serious?
Yes, Dog with a Blog. It was a talking dog that ran and had a blog.
What's wrong with cartoons?
No, what's wrong with kids? It wasn't a cartoon. This was live action.
Oh, no.
This is a real talking dog.
People paid money to make that.
You say this, but people used to love Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I never watched that either.
You see how shitty that cat looks? They couldn't even use a real cat. Salem, the talking cat.
Oh, there wasn't a real cat?
No, it wasn't a real cat. It was like a shitty puppet cat.
That's pretty shitty.
Alf looked better. Alf would have eaten the fuck out of that cat.
I love how you're defending Alf right now.
I love Alf. Do you not like Alf?
Never seen it.
This is a tangent, but we gotta...
I've never seen Alf.
Alf hit his head once.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after... No, he passed out. He had a dream. He got obsessed with Gilligan's Island, so he started digging the lagoon in the back of the Tanner's yard. Were they the Tanners? They probably weren't the Tanners. I think they were the Tanners.
It wasn't his backyard?
Yeah, Max. No, it was his backyard.
Oh, okay.
They're his family.
Oh.
Because he ate cats and he was from Elmac, but he got obsessed. But then he, like, fell asleep and he had a dream that he was on Gilligan's Island and they had all the, like, living cast at Gilligan's Island there. It's fucking amazing.
That's it? Like, did he dig a hole?
Well, he was digging a hole. Yeah, he was digging a big hole. He got in all sorts of hijinks, Mercedes.
I don't understand.
All sorts of hijinks. You got to go watch Alf. Oh, that little Melmacian fella. Oh, he's always up to no good.
I don't think I'd like it.
Oh, it's so good. It's 80s and it's an alien. He eats cats. And he goes, ha!
Everything's an alien in the 80s.
No, he was. He was hairy with the big nose. He's an alien. He looked like an aardvark.
How is he?
He's an alien. Alien life form, Alf.
But he
He's from Melmac. His name's Gordon Shumway.
But he looks like something here on Earth.
No. I'm just saying oh my God. I will show you a picture of Alf after this fucking movie. You know this movie's bad and boring when we're talking about fucking Alf.
Yeah, we have so many tangents. I don't even
Because there's nothing. There's nothing. This movie tells us nothing. We have nothing to say about it.
They should have gotten the grate and they should have gotten out 10 minutes in.
Easily.
That was my second bullet point.
They shouldn't have been trapped at all.
No.
The guy, they should have, like, if it closed, they should have bang bang and he went, oh shit, they're still in there.
Yeah.
And he opens, he's like, God damn it, I told you to get out.
Not only that, he left his fucking thief ass janitor in there.
Well, he left all the lights on.
Yeah.
Why would you leave the pool lights on?
I don't know.
Over a holiday weekend. Yeah, you left someone in that said, like, I just caught you stealing, finish your shift, and don't ever come back.
Yeah. And you just leave him there.
Why would you leave her there?
If I was her, I would trash the place.
And he just fucking finish stealing.
Yeah, and just steal everything.
You fire her. You get out.
Yeah.
She wasn't janitoring.
She was stealing shit from Lost and Found. Isn't that what she was doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's Tobin Bell. You're fucking... She's going to be in... God damn it. She's going to be in Saw 13 feet deep.
No, she's not. She 13 is. Feet
she's
deep.
She's going to be the first one in the fucking trap. Oh, God. No, not Amanda. Not Amanda again.